This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. A judge in Chicago has ordered actor Jussie Smollett to surrender his passport and pay $100,000 bail for filing a false police report. The 39-year-old Smollett, an openly gay black man from the television hit Empire, created a social media storm last month when he told police that two apparent supporters of U.S. President Donald Trump had struck him, put a noose around his neck, and poured bleach over him. After a three-week investigation, the Chicago Police Superintendent said authorities determined that Smollett had paid two brothers $3,500 to stage the attack. Risa Lanier is with the Cook County State's Attorney's Office.
As more evidence, such as text messages, phone records, social media records, bank records, surveillance video, and the receipt from the purchase of the rope was obtained by investigators, this investigation shifted from a hate crime to disorderly conduct.
Smollett posted bond Thursday afternoon and made no comment when he left the courthouse. His attorneys say the charges are outrageous and inconsistent with his character. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said Thursday he would consider closing the country's border with Colombia and would definitely shutter its border with Brazil.
Yo no quiero tener que tomar una
decisión. He said, I don't want to have to make a decision of those characteristics, but I am considering it. A total closure of the border with Colombia. I am considering it. Maduro made the announcement in a televised interview shortly after a caravan of Venezuelan opposition leaders led by National Assembly President Juan Guaido departed for the Venezuela-Colombia border to receive humanitarian aid for needy citizens over the objections of Maduro. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. A U.S. Coast Guard officer has been ordered held without bail on drug and gun charges while prosecutors gather evidence to support more serious charges involving what they portrayed as a domestic terror plot. Lieutenant Christopher Paul Hassan, was arrested last week. Police found several weapons, steroids, and several thousand rounds of ammunition in his apartment. U.S. Attorney Robert Herr says the number and force of weapons recovered, coupled with the disturbing nature of Hassan's writings, appear to reflect a significant threat.
Thankfully, we were able to avoid and prevent any loss of life in this case.
Federal prosecutors say that Hassan had compiled what appeared to be a computer spreadsheet hit list that included House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer, presidential candidates, and media members. Pope Francis opened a landmark Vatican conference on the sexual abuse of children by priests on Thursday. As Gracie Jerome of Reuters reports, the pontiff said the church would have to listen to the cries of the little ones that are seeking justice.
It's a global scandal that's rocked the Catholic Church. And while his predecessors have been accused of failing to properly address it, Pope Francis says the church must take steps to protect its most vulnerable members.
Ascoltiamo il grido dei piccoli.
We hear the cry of the little ones who ask for justice. The holy people of God look at us and expect from us not simple and obvious condemnations, but concrete and effective measures.
The Pope's gathered nearly 200 church leaders, Vatican officials and experts, bringing the extent of the abuse to the forefront of church policy after decades of cover-ups.
Gracie Jerome of Reuters. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Thursday the United States does not intend to ease its economic sanctions against North Korea until it is confident that Pyongyang has substantially reduced the threat it poses as a nuclear-armed country. Speaking on NBC's Today show, the top U.S. diplomat said the American people should know, "We have the toughest economic sanctions that have ever been placed on North Korea, and we won't release that pressure until such time as we're confident we've substantially reduced the risk." His comments came a week ahead of President Donald Trump's second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Hanoi. A federal judge overseeing the criminal case of President Trump's former political advisor Roger Stone has tightened a gag order against him and threatened Stone with jail if he violates it. Judge Amy Berman Jackson stopped short of revoking Stone's bail, but ordered him not to speak publicly about the case related to the investigation of Russian election interference, address it on social media, or comment on it directly or indirectly through surrogates. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.